Hi, beautiful friends. I am so happy to share a new offering at Spirit School. I'm so excited. So, I have two offerings, and the first one is the Council of Light Live Connections. We will be taking questions from community members for the council. I will be in channel, and we'll be meeting every month at 7 o'clock Central Time, typically on the third Sunday. If you would like to join, our first one is going to be November 23rd, and you can join through spiritschoolonline.com, or you can check out the link below and just click straight into it to make it easy for you. So that's the Council of Light Connections. Also, I have a new membership, Spirit School's Light Connections, and this is a whole package full of light with a lot of opportunities to connect for healings, for inspiration, and with community. So, at the Light Connections, you will have access to our monthly meditation, which we do live on Zoom, and it'll be there for the whole month. And then you also have access to all the replays throughout this membership. It gives you even access to ones from earlier in the year. So that's pretty cool. And then also in the membership will be the Council of Light Lives and those replays. And then I have multiple experiences where you can go have energy sessions through these guided meditations that are in different libraries. And then I also have multiple libraries of Council of Light messages beginning in 2018. So if you ever feel like, oh man, I'm having a day, you can pop into your membership and it is just full of offerings for you. So there's so much love there. There is so much opportunity to also connect with community live and in our forum. So we have group chat now available at Spirit School. So I invite you to check it all out. I'm really happy. My heart is so full. It's been a little bit of time since I consistently channeled the council. And guess what, friends? Here we are. Here we go. It's time again. So check the link below. The first month is $44 for the whole subscription, as a special. So while it lasts, and then it will be just $68 for all the offerings. And if you were to just do the energy healing and the Council of Light separate, that's $88. So it was really awesome experience and opportunity for you if you're having a day where you would like some inspiration, a quick energy reset or cleanse, or to listen to some guidance through their channeled messages, you can tap into any of the libraries included with the Light Connections membership. So this is a great value for $68, and I would love for you to join. You can check it out with your first month of 44 and pop on over to spiritschoolonline.com. I'd love for you to join us for all of the light, all of the magic, all of the healing and inspiration in the Light Connections membership. Welcome to the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. I'm Amy Sikarski, Master Energy Therapist, Channeler, Mentor, and Friend. I'm so happy to connect. I hope you enjoy this episode. Hi, friends. Welcome to the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. I'm your host, Amy Sikarski, and today we're trying something new. So if you're catching me live on YouTube, it's for real. I had a vision like almost a year ago, probably 6 or 8 months ago, of doing YouTube lives. So this is going to be like a hybrid to that. And I've been really wanting to test out the StreamYard system. So here we go. And this will be repurposed into an audio podcast episode as well. So welcome. And if you're catching the replay, be sure to turn on your notifications and you'll be notified. I'm also setting up a WhatsApp channel where I'll put out notifications when I'm going live on the different platforms. And so I will be sharing that in the show notes and you can check that out after the podcast closes. So I wanted to pop on briefly today, and I had this whole conversation with my team last night. And it's, you know, right when you're falling asleep, all those lucid thoughts. And I was like, I'll remember this. And then I thought, or will I? I don't really know. So I picked up my phone and I did a quick voice memo. And the funny part about it is I forgot to hit end. So I woke up this morning and I looked at my phone and, you know, it had been recording the whole night. So I was like, this is going to be interesting. I might listen back and see if I talk in my sleep. That would be a trip. But as I was falling asleep, I was reviewing my day and everything, you know, that I've been accomplishing this month and the plans for the week and what's to come next month. And I was talking to my team. I was just asking them, is there anything I need to do? Anything else I'm overlooking for the expo? You know, and I'm like going through my list in my mind about books to order, banners to print, flyers to get ready, and all of the back end stuff. And the message was just feel the love in your heart. They said, the only thing you need to bring your awareness to is like remembering why you're going, how fun it will be to meet everybody, the energy that I'm holding. And I remembered that yesterday I was on Helen's podcast as a guest. And so if you haven't checked it out, the Aura Evolution podcast, we had a wonderful conversation. And we were speaking about our upcoming expo. We both will be sharing a booth, booth 153. So you can come and find us. And she mentioned, you know, come and see us and let's sign books, give hugs, you know, meet. And I saw that picture in my mind's eye. And they were showing me the light that we share with one another, how it's so healing and synergistic and how it's so nice to meet each other. I really enjoyed the conversation and the vision. And then it went a little bit further. So we talk about activations and light activations, and it's been a theme for me this year so far because we re-released Messages from the Councils, which this book came out in 2015, and the energy on it is still so strong. And I'm going through it, and I was auditing for the Audible, which it's out now. And as I was listening to the Audible, I kept getting all the messages and guidance that I kind of forgotten about, but it was a great time to reflect 11 years later. And actually, the messages came out in 2014. So that's when they were channeled in. So, you know, 12 years later, and how applicable they are, but also the activations. So the transmissions of light and activation. And I wanted to come on today and talk about light activations, transmission of energy frequencies, and then that integration. So, oh my gosh, hi, Sylvia. I see you live, girl. So this was just an inspirational thing. I'm testing out, you know, StreamYards, and here we are. So it's really cool to see you guys live. Anyhow, so I was feeling into it, getting all these messages, having the information come through as I'm falling asleep, quick picked up my phone to make a voice memo. And I was being reminded, of experiences in my past where I would go meet people that held such a bright light about them and the energy that you can receive from that connection. And it's a beautiful heart, light come together moment where then it's the spark of light and the emanation of light and that synergy just amplifies. And there's something quite powerful in those experiences. And they were telling me that, of course, it's, you know, not going to be like the same experience for everybody. And individually, it'll be all about where you are energetically, if you're ready or if you're open, if the timing is divine, that there is that light that can come in and then it can release heaviness for a beautiful cleanse, a beautiful amplification of peace, joy, clarity, abundance. But also the light activations, then you have this frequency like an attunement within your system, in your aura, Did it, like, the light enter into your chakras fully? Is it in your body now? So there's this beautiful emission of light that is created, and we can receive those frequencies from others who are channelers or holding a high frequency. And we help support each other in times of need in such a way, these little mini activations and ascensions. But as your light body is now amplified and your physical being is holding more light, that quotient is increasing within your system. And so then there becomes integration period. And if you've ever had these moments, maybe it's the awakening, or maybe it's a session, maybe it's a conversation or a reading, where all this light comes in and you're like, oh my goodness, a whole brand new aha moment where you see things differently, you have a different perspective, you're able to release, let go, forgive, and heal. You might feel the confidence, you might feel the inspiration come in. It's all of this light that is a gift from God, from your team, a frequency from your soul coming down, but you're able to hold more light. And so within that, our physical body and our energy body, they're upgrading, up-leveling. And so it's the integration. And in the integration, you might need to sleep more. You might feel messages come through. You might recognize, oh, I'm seeing visions. I'm seeing sparkles of light. Or maybe your other clair senses are amplifying and coming online. The one that always surprises me, because it's typically quite random, is when I can smell. So it's like, what is happening? Clairaliens. And it's when you can smell a scent of something that's not present. So often this happens in mediumship readings, where we'll smell, you know, our grandmother's perfume or something they used to cook for us, a scent of somebody who's passed on. But also, as energy therapists, we can smell energy. And I tell you, the first time it happened to me, I was clearing some energy, and clairvoyantly, I could see it. It was icky. It was like, ugh, let's get this out. A lot of fear-based programming and the emotions that came with that. And then I smelt it, and it smelled like the worst smell of trash ever. And I was not anticipating that at all. I told my team, whoa, this is wild. Yeah, this does not smell pleasant at all. So, you know, you can't make up when you smells. There it is. But on the other side of it, I smell with Mother Mary and love, beautiful feminine, divine frequencies. I'll smell roses and floral scents or citrus. So there's all kinds of ways that after you have an activation, now your system is clearing out, but also the light is just coming through. It's pouring through. And so that can amplify your psychic abilities, your clair gifts, but also is a turning point or a moment of time where you'll have decisions to be made. Do you want to go forward on a new timeline of higher light, that trajectory? Are you ready to release? Are you ready to lift your vibration? Are you ready to integrate the wisdom that you've acquired from those recent experiences? So after this expo, which I'll be in LA at the Conscious Life Expo, I don't know if I was clear with that. I'm going to put up the little banner here. Let me practice. I think this whole thing is like going to go on my face. Let's see. Yeah, that's cute. That's really cute. Okay. So the Conscious Life Expo, and it will be in Los Angeles at the Hilton Airport. So it will be February 20th to 22nd. And if you're going to be there, come find me. I would love to meet you. There's going to be a lot of energy for sure. But if you're called to be there, you're called to be there, and you'll be able to handle and navigate and feel into like your boundaries. You know, do you need to go take a break or whatever? And who do you want to go see? But I will share, I'm channeling the Council of Light on Saturday. So if you have a ticket on Saturday, it's included at 2:00, and they have a message to share. So if you haven't heard, check my last episode where I talk all about that. Today, we're going to talk about what happens after an experience like this. And it's going to be these life-changing moments. It can be 30 seconds that can change your life by getting a piece of information or light coming through. I'm also hearing downloads. I'm seeing light language will be there, spoken and written. And so it's a beautiful time to come together with like-minded hearts and souls. And we're all here You know, it's like we're sprinkled across the earth. And if we can come together in group experiences, it will amplify that light that's in that focal point. And then we all take that light back home with us. So I'm getting on an airplane to be there. we'll be bringing that light back home as well. And if you're local, stop by. If not, and you can make a trip and you want to come to the sunshine, let's meet up. So here on video is my QR code. You can take a screenshot of that and that will get you to the ticket. And when you use this, it is my affiliate link. So it basically just tells them that, yeah, like people are excited to come and connect and that they came through one of the places where I shared about the expo. So I'm really, really excited for this. And one of the reasons I'll say I'm excited is because I don't really know what to expect. I mean, we put things into words, but it's very much spirit-led. And I am so excited to meet those of you that will be there. I already know like 4 or 5 of you who've reached out and told me you'll be joining. And I'm so stoked to meet you in person. I really am. And like one of my friends today, I met her on Instagram 2016, but we haven't met in person yet. So it's like, you know, when you connect with a soul friend, family, being, and it's going to be amazing to meet up in person and such a cool opportunity. So if you're going to join or you have any questions, send me a message, leave a comment. If not, I have some specials because I was like, I know not everybody has this in their schedule to hop on a plane and come to LA. So if you can't make it and you want to support my latest project, which is my book right here, let me show you. Okay. So this is the re-release edition 2 of the Messages from the Councils. And you can see it says, you know, this is a, what does it say? It just says not for sale. It's the author's copy. And I'm waiting for the official one, which they're out now. You can order. And I'm just waiting. We're snowed in. It'll be a minute before it arrives. But one of my friends got her copy a couple days ago. So depending where you live, you might get yours before I do. This book. I'm really excited to re-release it. And for the first time, it's available in Audible. So you can pop on Amazon and listen to it and also Kindle. And if you purchase a book at the expo, then I have gifts. Well, guess what, friends? I've decided to bring those gifts here to the online community. So if you purchase any of my books, you can see behind me Activating the Star Seeds, and then behind that is the Ultimate Guide to Channeling. I have a free gift for a limited time. If you leave a review for me on Amazon, then send me your review and have a free gift that accompanies each book. So you can find all those details at amysikarski.com/books. I'll put the link in all the show notes and everything, but I'm excited to share that with you because some of these gifts are next level and quite exciting. And I won't get into all of them right now because I did on the last episode. So pop over there if you're interested. The next thing I want to share with you is that I am doing a special live here on YouTube. It's going to be March 2nd at noon Central Time. And I'll be sharing that with everybody at the expo. And what I'll be doing at that live is readings. So not everybody will be getting or offering readings at the expo, and it won't be available to everybody. I don't plan to offer readings just because the energy, I'm going to be there for 3 days and I want to maintain my frequency and not feel depleted. So when you are setting up your energetic boundaries and creating a bubble of light to access information for a reading, it does take intention, awareness, energy, presence. So I don't foresee myself like doing that a lot on repeat during the weekend. They predict like 30,000 people will be there. So that's on average 10,000 a day is what it's been. So just take that into consideration. It's one of the biggest expos. And so, you know, I just want to kind of reserve. So I'm going to offer that opportunity for drawings, for readings, and you all are invited also. So subscribe and follow. And if you go over to my live, you'll see that it's already on there. I'm going to update the cover, but you can turn on notifications and I'll be doing a Q&A, bringing in information for the energy of the week and the month probably. It'll probably flow into the month, and then some personal reading. So I'm really, really excited. And all right, I just wanted to pop on, literally just talk about a little bit of my excitement, the integration process, and what they were sharing with me is that, hey, when you're integrating, give yourself grace. You might need to sleep a little bit more. You'll know that memories from the past surface, and that's for you to just pull that wisdom out, find the healing within it. Like, I'm hearing two words at once, with it's kind of funny, level up and better up. It's like, if you feel like, could have done better. Okay, well, next time, now you have an opportunity. We're human. We come into these costumes. We come into these realities that are like these plays, these simulations, and we're given these opportunities for experiences. It's not really always to test, but it is in a way. But we learn from it, and then we build that confidence and we carry that wisdom forward with us. So, you know, you don't, I always kind of went through this myself. I was like, oh man, I didn't do that wasn't so good. You know, I kind of goofed up there. And my team said, well, now you won't next time. And like, yeah, they're right. So we learn from it. So take that wisdom that can come through as you're moving forward and you're releasing or you're closing out past timelines and you're opening new opportunities, because the light that comes through will support that. It will propel you forward. And so then it's like, well, what do we do as we're flying forward like on a rocket? There we go. All of that behind, we give grace, we give gratitude, we thank it, we let it go. So that's another thing that happens from activations and integration process. And then your inspirational stage will come where you'll start to see visions and messages and feel promptings about the future and where you're headed and what your opportunities are. If you love to work with archangels like I do, yes, absolutely. It's Archangel Jeremiel who works with these transitional spaces. And I'll tell you who else has been coming in the sessions this month. Ariel. Ariel goes through time, especially in the future, helps arrange things and organize, orchestrate outcomes, find resources. So you have Jeremiel, you have Ariel, you have Zadkiel. And of course, Michael and Metatron, they're mostly here for all of us always. But you have Zadkiel leading this, like, he's got this golden light that kind of brightens everything so you can see it clearly and you can feel the confidence and light of God around and within you. So amazing. Hi, Root. Hey, girl. you caught the live yesterday. I love it on Helen's podcast. So super excited to have you on again. Yes. So, all right, friends, thank you so much. And if you would like to catch some future lives and you're listening to the replay on any of the podcasting places, find me on YouTube. And you can also find me, I might go live in the future on Instagram as well. So I'll put all the links below. I'm super excited for this light that's hitting the planet right now. And I will say that if we haven't done the work, it can feel heavy and stuff will come to the surface, because that's what happens. The light flushes it all out. The trick is to get ahead of it. And when things come your way, not to stuff it under and hide it and ignore it. Like, look at the things that are coming up for, what are they saying? Cultivation. Okay, so things that are being cultivated, like our spirit's kind of like grabbing everything and bringing it together and bringing it up and putting it right in front of our face, of all those things for us to look at that we've forgotten about. But of course, I've mentioned on my last episode, it's coming in right now too. This year is going to be about ancestral healing. And one of the tricks to get through, like a key to sit with it and feel with it and be with this, and it's not a spiritual bypassing, but it's just an awareness that, hey, maybe that heaviness isn't all yours. And even if it was, you don't need to feel ashamed. It is what it is. Let's look at it. It's like, if you cut yourself, are you going to be embarrassed and ashamed that you have this wound to be healed? That's silly. That's so silly. Like, we are in this play, the simulation, this life, And everything is an opportunity for healing, for growth, for expansion, for wisdom. So it might be yours. It might be yours from this life. It might be yours from another life, but it might be ancestral. And that leads me to, oh my gosh, the Spirit and Soul Healing TV show, y'all. Like, it'll be coming out soon. It's almost done. I just got to get my stuff together. Got to get my promos and my emails out, all of that. So it'll be coming out. And my goal is February. So you'll find it on newrealitytv.com until the network gets everything synced up. They're coming. They just keep saying, yeah, we're working with Roku, and then we'll be on Amazon Fire Stick and Apple TV and like all the places. But until then, come on over to newrealitytv.com. You can find my show, The Spirit and Soul Healing Show. Season one is out. It's channeled messages from the Council of Light, and that's all about channeling and tips and tricks, and then also the demonstrations. And then season two are healing sessions. And I can't even begin to tell you how many of these healing sessions we went back in different timelines, and it was a mix up, like a mixture, all kinds. So we would go back to soul level lifetimes, so it belonged to that person. And then also we were popping through ancestral lines going back in time. And it's just amazing how these frequencies and patterns and these belief systems can still be dormant or active in the life and reality of who we are today. So we go back, we get clarity, just like a past life regression. You get clarity, we understand it. Then our system can be like, oh, wait a minute, why am I still playing this over and over again? Like, I already went through that. I think I've got the message. And you can find the healing about it in an intellectual space, but also we bring light to it and we release that energy. It's amazing. So that is something that's coming up this year. I don't know when, but it's been coming through. I'll be offering an opportunity to work together in a small group setting. There's going to be multiple weeks to this because it's not like a one-time thing, what they're showing me, going deeper and deeper with ancestral healing. And you're going to find, because I recently went through this, wow, it changes everything. Like my whole, I could feel so much lighter, clearer, crisper, and determined. Like I would be like maybe taking a little bit of time, you know, I could say wishy-washy or too much time, but it's what I needed to make decisions or feel through things. And now I'm like, forget it. I already know like this is a hard no, full stop, or it's a full body yes. And that, you know, a lot of my own healing, but there was some stuff there from ancestors that would hold me into this loop or cycle. And now that that's cleared out, it's like clear, clear, clear. I know I can see clearly and I can feel clearly. And that's how you will be on your frequency, unencumbered by the ancestral or past life programming. So there's so much coming up. I'm so excited. Thank you for being here. This was a really brief little experience and opportunity. I wanted to test out this platform. Yeah. I had to get some of my images and the video ahead of time. So I'm going to leave you all. I'm going to try to do my outro. Thank you all for being here. I will be back doing more. I kind of like this because it's just in the flow. And once I get it going, I can pop in when I'm inspired. And that's what I'm planning to do more of this year. So thank you so much for joining. Please like wherever you are, subscribe, leave a comment. If you're on a podcasting app, leave a review. Oh, and then also for the books. Yeah, so exciting. Okay, so Messages from the Councils, my very first book, all the information channeled through in 2014. And then we released it, my co-author Connie Parker and I released it in 2015. And now again in 2026 in Audible with the new version of it where we, you know, we changed some formatting and added a little bit. And then that one and then this one, they're both part of the Starseeded Ascension series. Both books actually came through in 2014 and then were released one after the other. Starseeded Ascensions has a lot of Archangel Metatron's energy in it, a little of the Council of Light. This one has different councils in it, the first one. And these both will give you activations. So the gift are the transmissions and activations series at Spirit School. And it's really cool because I channel in, I think, like 6 different star races with the Council of Light. And so you can feel their energy and feel and sense like which frequency feels most aligned, which energy frequency, if there is one, do you feel feels like home in your star family? It's really, really a cool experience. I was even surprised. Like I'm in physical channel during it, and it's the Council of Light. And then they bring in an emissary from each star race. And so it's split up, so you kind of do like one at a time and have your experience. And then the last one, they bring in dragon energy. So if you are a starseed, you have a dragon or many working with you. And if you've seen a lot of dragons, chances are you're starseed. It just is something that myself and other psychics have been seeing. It's like it's what it is. That's been coming through. So in activating the starseed, this book, oh my gosh, you guys, I wrote this book. Was I in a hiatus? I don't know. I moved to California for like a year. And while I was there, I wrote this book, channeled it basically. And that same time, I kept seeing dragon like in the physical everywhere. And as we were driving one day, my family and I, just over the hills, all these clouds in shapes, various shapes of dragons, different types of dragons. And I took tons of pictures. So what's happening is that on the Kindle, you can see the photos. And I don't even know. Well, yeah, they're in here, but they're kind of in black and white. And so it might be even hard to see. This dragon on page 31 reminded me of Puff the Magic Dragon. It was so amazing. Then I have a little young dragon blowing fire. And in the photos on Kindle, you can see it quite a bit easier. But you can definitely see there's a other cloud right on top of him that's like his wings. It's amazing. So there's a lot of dragons that we saw. And in my first past life regression, dragons came through. That's how I knew. I was like, this is a sign. I'm not on Earth. Although I feel like they have been here, but that was like one inclination that I was in a life I couldn't even dream about. Okay, so next, real fast before we close. So The Ultimate Guide to Channeling. This is also a favorite book. This book is all full color, lots of commissioned art pieces. The one behind me on the wall is in here. And this walks you through all the steps from beginning to advanced in channeling. And so, oh, see, that's the one behind me on the wall. This book is awesome. So it's also available print and paperback here, Kindle and Audible. And when you leave a review by February 28th, then the gift is, it's really cool. It's 2 workshops on channeling, intro to channeling, and then a Q&A all about, you know, the ins and outs of channeling. So it's learning about it, and then a workshop to get you started if you want to channel, and a meditation that ended up being 44 minutes and 44 seconds, like unplanned because it's all channeled in. And that meditation is to prepare your frequency to channel, to get you to channel, clearing out. And I had a student work with me at the beginning of the year. We had a mentor session, check in. She took that class. She also took Learn to Channel when I was offering it. And she told me she's gone back to this particular 444 meditation just this year. So this book's been out for 4 years, and it's like so powerful. It'll find you when the time is right. Like, absolutely. But she went back to revisit the information and the channeled meditation. And I kind of forgot what was in there, but she was telling me there was messages and guidance in it where you're actively releasing ancestral energy. Like all the themes that are coming up again were in there. And so a lot of other channelers, mystic psychic healers that I work with, they're telling me like, oh, we're going through like a deepening right now of some of the things we've cleared out like a layer we're going through again. The thing that I found is, I mean, it's all up to us to our own perspective. But once you've gone through it, you kind of know how to do it. And so you kind of like, okay, this is what it is, but at least I don't have to worry, you know, like, am I doing it wrong? So you go through all these experiences. And then when we go again in the deepening, the releasing and healing, we kind of have a handle on it a little bit. So she said that so much is shifting quickly for her right now. And that's also indicative of the energy on earth right now. It's just speeding up, as they say, speeding up. So with any of the three books, and then somewhere I have a fourth, somewhere, it's the little purple one. And it's messages for starseeds and lightworkers channeled from the Council of Lights, the transcription and the backstory to the first time I channeled them vocally in Sedona. And it accompanies one of the videos that's out there. So when you see me sitting on the red rocks channeling, and I'm actually wearing, am I wearing this necklace? It's one just like this. And, you know, I'm channeling, my eyes are closed. It's so amazing. It's so beautiful. But when I watch the replay and they're talking and they said something about like a spark of light or something, and the sun caught my necklace and it like burst this huge beam of light on the camera. And I was like, I mean, I couldn't have tried. And plus my eyes were closed. I couldn't have tried the timing on that. Like, it wouldn't have even been possible. Totally spirit led, so amazing and magical. And that was another powerful transmission, because just like this message came through the other day when I channeled the Council of Light. So I channel them every third Sunday at Spirit School. I'd love for you to join the Light Connections membership, or you can just join here and there at the Council of Light Live. And they were talking about the gatekeeper, because the gatekeeper is in messages from the councils. And they were just saying, like, you know, the gatekeeper's going to give it to you straight. Like, they don't care if they hurt people's feelings. They're going to keep you safe. It's black and white. It's like a yes or a no, their guidance. And when I channeled the Council of Light in Sedona, it was kind of a little wake-up call for those of us that are here. You know, they're like, hey, what you doing? Oh, you're starseed. Oh, you're a light worker. Oh, okay, you're a healer. Yeah. So how are you holding yourself? How's your energy? Are you checking your boundaries? Are you using discernment? You know, it's kind of like, you know, you're here for a reason. So are you living that? Like, have you leveled up? Are you being accountable to yourself? So, yeah. And the messages are kind of in a way you might not think. So meaning some healers overstep. They're like, no, you're not here to live somebody else's life and do everything for them. And, you know, like, complete the test and give them the answers. We're here to help guide and inspire and channel. But, you know, at that point in time, I saw a lot of light workers coming around. So I felt like the message really needed to be heard. And I was there at 1.2, where we take on all the accountability. We're like, you know, we could get tied into the results of their reading. Like, oh, they've got all this great information. Are they going to follow it now? And the council's like, you give the information and then you close the session, and that's between them and their spirit team and their soul and their trajectory. So there's some really cool messages in that book also, and that's going to also be included if you leave a review. It's a little purple book, really cute and tiny, and it's on Kindle too. And if you leave a review, then you also can submit your review to me. Just let me know. Through my website, go to the author page and you'll see the link. And when you do, you can also get those transmissions and activations. So, oh my gosh, amazing. Well, thank you everybody who are here live. Just, you know, no warning, impromptu. If we just met, nice to meet you. I'm Amy Sikarski. I've been working in the spirit world for 2 decades and with the public, with energy healing and channeling. And I have a background in nursing and as a hypnotherapist specializing in past life hypnotherapy. Then I'm the host here at the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast and the Spirit and Soul Healing TV show and author. So come find me if you are in LA and you're going to be joining the Conscious Life Expo in February. I'd love to meet you. And yeah, you can get a book signed. And we can take a photo or whatever. We can just say hi and have a great little conversation and meet up. So amazing. Hey, Etheric Light. So nice to see you here. Thank you. Thank you. And turn on notifications. I'll be doing more of these lives. And if you're just popping on, because I see a few of you are just getting here, I'm actually closing. I have an appointment here in a few minutes. So going to go get some dinner beforehand and wishing you all a beautiful weekend. Actually, are we flowing into the We're almost to February. I don't know how it's happening. So beautiful close to the new year month here in January. Oh my gosh. Hopefully you all are feeling like balanced and you're riding this energy like a wave. You're staying balanced. So sharing lots of love, lots of light, share with a friend, do all the things that I should always be asking and I forget, but I'm getting really good at asking. Thumbs up, comment, like... Thank you. If you value the information and you feel a burst of light from our chat, thank you for your love and support. I'll see you all again next time. All righty. Bye. I don't know how to close this. Okay, let me figure it out. One moment here. Let's see. I'm supposed to hit this button. Okay. One second. I don't know why I'm whispering. All right, let me figure it out. You're going to hear just a little outro here. Okay, I think we got it.